Always remember, washy washy, happy happy, smiley smiley, wakey wakey, coffee coffee, eggs and bakey. Have a lovely breakfast and have a great day.
Welcome to the 3 o'clock Coffee Podcast, a place where extraordinary people network together to share meaningful stories that inspire others. Do you have a great story you would like to share with the world? If so, go to 3oclockcoffee.com and sign up today to be on our show. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to click the subscribe button and tell a friend about the 3 o'clock Coffee Podcast.
Hello, my name is Scott Proposky, and welcome to another edition of the 3 o'clock Coffee Podcast. And today is going to be a great afternoon with some coffee with my good friend, Brian Mullen. Hey, Scott, how are you? Brian, I'm doing fantastic. First off, what kind of coffee do you like?
You know, I'm kind of boring with my coffee, I guess. I mostly drink like black coffee. Like currently, I'm drinking cold brew from Starbucks.
Oh,
not sponsored, but.
Oh, by the way, we're at a cafe, by the way, but we're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. We're looking at the ocean going by. We're in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle on a cruise.
It's pretty wild.
And Brian and I met, of course, I've known Brian for a long time, but we were just sitting outside the cafe. You know, as a cruise boat is cruising through the ocean, hopefully we're not getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
No, hopefully not.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully they hear this podcast. And, you know, Brian and I, we were talking, and it's like, how to enjoy your free time. Here we are on a cruise boat. Brian's a college student at University of Lowell in Lowell, Massachusetts, taking up broadcast journalism. Where he has a couple more semesters. He's always thinking about school, always thinking about that next shiny object. I think everybody can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's shiny in here. It's so shiny, I tell you. For me, it's been really difficult to actually be in the now. You know, the now is like enjoying the cruise and family and friends and like being present, you know. And you could look at me and you think I'm here, but I'm not here. I'm somewhere else. I mean, yeah, as a college student, you're getting into the real world. I enjoy the now. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, you know, I definitely understand the whole, like, sometimes it is really hard to be present and in the now. I think that's honestly a challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah, like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the first to admit that I have ADHD, and, you know, staying focused on one thing is almost impossible for me. But, again, that's my unique ability, and it gives me time to think about things and be creative. But sometimes you got to switch that off and kind of enjoy your free time.
You really do, like, being able to switch your brain off and just, like, relax and just reset and recharge is incredibly important to just life in general, let alone, like, productivity or anything else like that. You just need to.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's, I tell you, I'm trying. I'm struggling with it. But I think I did a pretty good job about enjoying the time. But yet again, you know, you and I got to sit down and do this podcast. My mind was always thinking already. You know, wow, Brian would be great for this podcast. So again, my mind's thinking. But it's thinking creativity, right? Yeah, sometimes when I'm on a vacation and it's my free time, it gives me the idea of being creative, right? Because when you're too busy, you really can't think of being creative, right?
It's hard to be creative when you're, like, drawn down by other things going on. You know, sometimes you just need, like, that free vision of whether it be, like, whatever you're doing, you know?
Yeah, right. You know, that's a big question. If you listen to this podcast right now, if you're on vacation or going on vacation, you know, think about, you know, being what I call the now, being in the now. And I've actually talked to, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, about being in the now and trying to be my future self. And I'm like, what do you mean your future self? I'm like, my future self. Like now, right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean right now? I said, well, the past already's gone by. Like 2 seconds ago, that's the past. And I'm trying to be my future self in the next minute or two, right? I'm always going towards my future self, which is right now. So you have a vision of your future self, you going towards it, which is happening when? Right now.
Right now, right the second,
I mean, you got to get a little mind game going on too, but I'm always in the now or thinking about my future self or being my future self because I already know what my future self is. Make sense?
100%, yeah. Right?
So I don't know. Some people will look at me a little funny.
No, that makes perfect sense to me.
I mean, you know, you need to know one to do one, right?
Yeah, true.
But, I mean, it's really important because Brian and I were talking about writing in our journals earlier this morning. over coffee at that time too, right?
Yeah.
And I was flipping through my pages, and I was looking back 1 year ago from this month, which would have been August of 2021. Mm-hmm. We're in August of 2022 as we record this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in my journal that I wrote the same damn thing that I wrote last year.
It's funny. Oftentimes, like I found in my journals, I do that too, where it's like, you know, sometimes you're just processing the same emotions or even just some of the same thoughts at similar points of the year or even just like whenever really too. But it's very interesting to go back and read that.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that I wrote like, oh gosh, maybe 10 or 12 different things.
Mm-hmm.
But out of the 10 and 12 things, there was one thing that I wrote that I already did that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That I completed. And on that list, Brian, it said that I was going to write 3 books. Or probably, you know, I had 1 or 2 books already in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did write and finish 3 books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's quite an accomplishment, right?
Yeah, that's a very huge accomplishment.
So I kind of thought about that today. And I'm like, I kind of felt beat myself up that I didn't do the 11 out of the 12 things I said I was going to do 1 year ago.
But I mean, if you think about it too, how big were those other 11 things on your list?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's my future self. So in the next, you know, if I complete the other 11 things over the next 11 years, they were big things. They were big things I wanted to do. But I was always thinking of the future of what I want to do.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just a matter of, and I didn't say when I was going to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you can always have plans and ideas set in mind for like wanting to do it forward. You know, but like, you're not going to accomplish things overnight.
No, I think that's important.
It's a very important thing to realize.
Hey, Brian, let's talk about something else. So I know you and I are very similar in our mindsets, but you mentioned something earlier today about, you know, I mean, again, talking about the ADHD mind, how we lose everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not allowed to buy any more iPads. I mean, iPad Pros for the years, you know, wireless devices. I've lost 3 pairs. I'm not allowed in my business to purchase another pair.
I'm so shocked I have not lost my 1 pair that I bought.
But I picked up on something. I didn't mention it before this, but you said that you have your wireless iPods, right?
Yeah.
iPods. But you had it attached to your keychain.
I do have it attached to my keys.
That's brilliant.
It feels really smart. So it's like, it's less things for me to lose. I also, when I leave my house or come home, I leave them in the exact same spot. So
yes,
I cannot lose them.
Yes.
And I purposely like make sure I do that because I would lose it otherwise.
See, that's what I call triggers, right? It's a trigger that you do that forces you to either pay attention or make sure that you do something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a trigger. So keychain, iBuds, it all triggers one thing, right?
I know I've done it. I've lost like important or expensive things enough in the past that I've tried to, like, especially with things that are commonly being used all the time, I make like set triggers, as you're talking about, to like remember.
How many times have you lost your keys?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Ask my mom, she'll probably know.
Oh gosh, you know, name something else that you're always losing. I mean,
I lose my phone a lot, but I find it. I've never like actually just straight up lost
completely
it. Though. Yeah.
So
it's a misplaced one.
I was this week, we're on a cruise boat. If you haven't listened to the show earlier, we mentioned that Brian and I are in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle out in the Atlantic Ocean. And we talked about losing things, and I lost my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the library because I like writing and reading. I was writing my journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back to my room and I didn't have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the middle of nowhere. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, you know, the ship was rocking. I'm trying to, you know, but somebody, some nice person turned it in and I got my phone back. But yeah, that's a difficult day for me, losing everything.
It's definitely a struggle. Like trying to deal with losing things all the time. I do it too. Still.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I had a coach that told me if you can anticipate a problem, you don't have a problem.
That's true.
So you anticipate not losing them, but you don't have a problem because you figured out a trigger.
Yeah. So exactly.
That's pretty good.
No, luckily that person did find your phone, though. That would have been bad.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, there is some nice people in the world, right?
No. There definitely are.
But again, it's useless to anybody because nowadays you got to type in the code in the iPhone.
It's like if someone finds an iPhone, they're probably like, oh, who's this belong to? Like, this is mine.
Somebody lost it. I mean, it's useless to anybody, right?
relatively.
Right. So, you know, talk about, you and I this morning, we've gotten coffee, but you had a book with you. Mm-hmm. I had a book with me because mm-hmm. we didn't know if I'd have some downtime to read mm-hmm. my books. So we've been on the trip for a week, Brian?
Right? Yeah.
All right. So how much have you read in your book?
I'm like, it's like a 400 page book. I'm like 160 pages in.
Okay,
like,
that's like not bad.
Six, seven chapters, I think, of the book. Like, obviously, chapters can be kind of relative, but yeah.
You're making progress.
I'm making progress.
Okay.
I was actually in like a pretty big reading slump before this. I haven't really read a book in like a couple years, maybe.
Really? Really?
I just haven't. Like, I've just
You must be really interested in this book.
Yeah. And like, I just haven't been able to like sit down, concentrate, and relax, read a book.
Be in the now?
Yeah, literally. But like, you know, I kind of like lost enjoyment in reading, I guess, in whatever way.
Really?
Like, I guess it was more of focus, I guess. But I actually read three books last month, which really? I'm very proud of. And then I'm working on hopefully reading at least one this month. I want to try to read 10 books by the end of the year.
So
just to like,
your future self has made the commitment to how many books you're going to read.
Yeah, 10. I will.
So if you didn't make that goal, mm-hmm. probably wouldn't happen, right?
No. Probably not.
That's good.
No,
that's
good. I'm fairly certain I should be able to make it by the end of the year, too.
I mean, the only reason why I kind of like really kind of push the point on here, mm-hmm. I'm reading the book, because, again, ADHD mind, if you listen to this, you know, the podcast is all about meeting different extraordinary people from all different mm-hmm. all places around the world. Mm-hmm. We just happen to be in the middle of a Bermuda mm-hmm. Triangle. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people with ADHD could never even fathom a read that a book.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no clinical doctor and psychologist, but you and I kind of joke about our, we make jokes about things, different things. And we'll say, oh, that's my ADD, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you don't really need a clinical diagnosis for me. It's pretty obvious. but that's okay. You know, I know it. And but like, I read six or seven books last month.
That's incredible.
But I was recovering from three major surgeries and I didn't have much going on. But
still a pretty good accomplishment.
But I'm really focusing. I really like the books and I'm really interested in the books. I'm going to read it. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick to it to like glue, which I think it's really important for the people that don't read books. Because reading books are great. But if you find a book you love, like anything else, find a book I love, you're going to stick through and read it, right? Yeah.
Like I'm reading like this extremely nerdy sci-fi series right now, you know, and that's just what I'm into right now.
So probably about 99% of the listeners on the show is probably going to want to know the title of this book. And it's like, so what is it, Brian?
I'm reading right now. It's like from this like tabletop game thing. It's called Warhammer 40,000. The book I'm reading right now it's called The Flight of the Eisenstein. It's pretty good so far.
So, yeah, my book's a little bit different, Brian. Mine's a little bit different. I'm reading The Psychology of Money. I don't have it in front of me. I should know the name of the author. I do, but sorry about that. Psychology of Money. Yeah, a little different for me than you.
Those are very two drastically different books. I love it, though.
It's actually a little bit about history. Money is psychology, yeah. So real quick, you know, a little ADD here going off on a different road here. But again, it's all about meeting extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. In the book, Psychology of Money, they talk about a lot of people can make money, but can a lot of people keep money? Mm-hmm. And they do references to these two people in 1934, mm-hmm. 1920 to 1934, where, you know, the historical people, right? Mm-hmm. How they've made tons of money in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And then the stock market that crashed in 1934, how they lost everything. Mm-hmm. And today, you know, there's rumors of recession. The mm-hmm. stock market's going up and down. And if you watch stocks, it's all about history and performance, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, right now, to know more about the stock market that crashed in 1934 is like, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. But yeah, it's history, though. It's history.
It's funny. I feel like you like always hear about people, like a lot of the time you hear about people making money. You don't really hear a lot of stories about people losing money or like being able to keep it. Which is like really interesting to me.
Yeah, no, exactly. Actually, they talk about in the book how people that are on like Fortune 500 magazine or Fortune magazine, they actually will have, you know, a young individual that got lucky and made millions of dollars on TikTok, right? I mean, that's luck, right? But I guarantee if they interview this one person, whoever it may be, I'm kind of making it up because we know it's all true. We all know somebody that in the news that made $1 million on TikTok, but if you look back on statistics and history, if they go back and interview this person 5 years from today, they'll probably be broke.
Mm-hmm. Possibly, yeah.
Yeah,
might not. Possibly, yeah.
Which kind of leads me to another story about, you know, making money and keeping money.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished a book called Focus on the Profits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I put a little plug in there called focusontheprofits.com. You can download the free book for free. So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Download the whole book. Focus on the Profits, it got me to really realize, you know, people with ADHD, we do stupid things sometimes. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, stupid things to other people all the time for us. It's not stupid, but it wouldn't be, well, it's kind of like the time where I was coming home one day and I stopped by the BMW dealership and I end up driving home with a brand new BMW. You know? Yeah, Scott does things like that, mm-hmm. You know? But ever do anything like that, Brian?
I would say not as drastic as a BMW, but I've definitely like just been like, oh, maybe I'll stop at this like random thing and bought. I've definitely gone home with something I wasn't planning on going home with. Yeah, yeah, I've definitely done that before.
Yeah, you know, we talk about businesses and saving money and making money. You know, when you have ADHD, it's spontaneous purchases.
Oh, yes.
Right?
I have made many spontaneous purchases in my life.
Yeah, it's like, so it's like, you know, you can be really unique and, you know, have a great company.
Mm-hmm.
You make a lot of money and do a lot of things. But I'm researching a lot of people that don't focus on the profits.
Mm-hmm.
They lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why I'm intrigued by this. Probably perhaps because of the pandemic and how some businesses just flourished,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And other ones have tanked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle where I'm like, I just want to enjoy free time and be in the now and being able to cruise on a cruise boat in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. That's success for me.
Yeah, no, totally, 100%.
But yeah, so it's really about, you know, keeping money and making money. And you and I talk about you graduating from college.
Mm-hmm.
In what, two semesters?
Yeah, I should be out in May, hopefully.
And what was the one thing we talked about today? We talked about don't focus on anything else. Mm-hmm. Just you know, focus on this.
Oh, yeah, right? No, it's definitely, I'm trying to keep my focus on, like, just getting out, graduating. That's my main focus, you know? Anything else is kind of distractions.
Nothing else matters right now, right? You're too close.
Yeah.
It's what I call, you're at a point of no return.
Oh, yeah.
Right. 100%. There's no return.
Like, there's absolutely no point to stop now.
Right. You know, and people do that in business. You get to a point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so deep into this business. Mm-hmm. You maybe spend a ton of money on it. Right.
You have to invest it in.
You're too invested into it. So, you know, something to think about, right? Being in the now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting through, enjoying your free time now.
Mm-hmm.
Cruising the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And just focusing on one thing. And focusing on your school, your last two, last semester, last two courses, right? Last two classes. Mm-hmm. And focus on the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that it always came down to those two things. Be in the now. Focus on the now. Be present. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing. And focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is funnier, too, because I think you were talking about this earlier, too. But, you know, it's a lot harder than it sounds to sometimes be focusing on the now and to be focusing on, like, what your goal, right? But
being your future self.
Yeah, your future self, everything like that. But it is important to try to keep that mindset and like go forward with it, you know?
Yeah, and I, you know, if you're listening to this, maybe you had a business, maybe you haven't, maybe you're thinking about doing a business and you're all over the place. We've all been there. You were there. I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get anything out of this podcast and you listen to this, just take a moment and think about focusing on the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one thing. Mm-hmm. And for you, it's school right now. Mm-hmm. Focus on that.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, I'm really focusing on my future self.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm going to be 1 year from today.
Mm-hmm.
And it making sure that all aligns. And my, you know, like I'm not going to open up a pizza shop. I don't know anything about pizza shops, right? You ask me to write another book or, you know, talk to authors. I'm probably going to do really well with it, right? But yeah, focus on the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So on that, looks like the cafe is getting busy here with Brian.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So
More movement around.
Yeah, I think that somebody might want our seats at the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Last words, one thing. If you could do anything you wanted to right now was one thing and you had a magic wand, and I'm throwing this on you because I want you to think real quick on your feet. What's the one thing you'd like to do right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a hard question.
Right now, what would you like to do?
In school, I've been working towards getting a digital media degree. So I've been working with cameras and all of everything that surrounds that field. So I guess probably if I could be doing something immediately would be working on a film set,
Wow.
Like
okay.
being a, like even just a camera person on that would be really cool.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So if you're listening to the show, you know any connections for Brian that, hey, think big, right? If you work at NBC and you know somebody that's, you need a great set, somebody on the camera set, hit us up for the show at the 3 o'clock coffee podcast. And we want to make Brian to be working at NBC Hollywood set somewhere. And we could interview you 1 year from today, interview your future self being at NBC Studios, at Hollywood Studios.
That would be a pretty wild.
So let's make a commitment to your future self that 1 year from today, we're doing this interview from NBC talking to you. How's that sound?
That would be pretty wild.
So what we know, we just did here?
Yeah.
We just accomplished your future goals, who you're going to be 1 year from today.
Yeah.
So definitely. That was pretty cool, right?
That was pretty cool.
So if you listen to the show, think about what your one thing is. What's your one thing you want to be in your future self 1 year from today? Mm-hmm. Find more information about the 3 o'clock coffee podcast. Go to the 3 o'clock coffee podcast.com. Want to be in the show? Join us. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, or anywhere in the world.
You don't have to be on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean for it.
Yeah, you know? Hopefully not lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Who knows? This could be the last time you hear from us.
I hope not. Okay, so with that said, let's tune in next week to see if we survive. All right, over and out. Thanks a lot. And don't forget to grab your coffee, Brian.
I can't forget it.
Thanks for joining me at 3 o'clock coffee.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it.
All right. Adios. Bye.